You have been chosen to keep the balance on the island of Tenmar. Go to thedungeonrats.com to deliver monsters, plot twists, or magic items to our shores and valor in our hearts. For it is your fate to join us on the Council of Guardians.
Question. Was Momet working for you?
Don't recall the name.
Oh, that was the guard that was killed by the tree that was coming to get these spiders back since they were stolen?
Oh, I'm not aware that that happened.
How yes, that is a thing that happens. It is unfortunate.
I'm going to roll an insight on her. Don't know if I believe you.
14.
She's hiding something.
Okay. I don't know if you know this, but I've read a lot of crime drama. Okay.
Oh, Zippa, come on.
Jindra's eyes light up because they also have read a lot of crime drama.
And I can tell when someone has a tell. And you have a tell.
Do I now?
Uh-huh.
What is it?
So when you're lying, your left eye twitches a little bit. Just a little bit. It's very, very, very small.
It's just a cute twitch. It's not the, like, bad twitch.
Thank you, gentle.
You're welcome.
But you're lying. I can tell.
I'm not lying.
You know that you're lying. And I know you're lying, so you can tell the truth now.
Truth, lying, who cares? Anyways, we can see you're busy here with all these guys, so we're gonna head out.
Before you go, gentle, The sweet seas of golden mean anything to you?
And gentle's face goes, like, very, very blank. They're, like, actively, like, not making an expression. Mm-hmm. They're like, sounds like a good name.
It is. You know she's alive?
She was the last I saw her.
Did you know that she might not be for long?
Oh. See, that face you're making is not quite as pretty as that twitch.
Too bad. This is my honest face.
A little uglier than your other one.
Okay, hey! It's been great. We should probably get going, right, guys?
Yeah, are you threatening her?
No.
Are you threatening them?
Oh, guys.
No. I'm trying to help you.
Maybe we could help each other a bit. Because it seems a bit as if you... And I don't want to tell you what your business is, but it does seem a bit strange that you are choosing people to go out on missions without necessarily knowing where their strengths lie. Perhaps if you gave us a bit more information on things that we were doing in the future, we could do a better job of them.
It's not my responsibility that you succeed.
That's not my responsibility that your business goes well.
No, it's not. So far, though, business is great.
You're welcome.
While they're having this conversation, I want to look around at these soldiers that are kind of like in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Do like a little investigation. Squeech wants to know, like, are these militia type guys? Are they volunteer type guys? Are they legit soldiers?
Mm-hmm.
The way you described, they were getting ready or they were already in a battle. I guess
no,
I could just...
they were. Well, go ahead and roll.
Yeah. 19.
They definitely look like guards for hire. And something you've noticed is as this conversation is going on, they're making it seem like they're not listening, but you can tell everybody is listening to this conversation.
Ooh. Okay. How many are we talking?
15.
Damn. Yeah. Get the hell out of here.
Yeah. We need to go.
Okay. You know what? We're all welcome. You know what? Hit us up next time you need something. We're good for it. Maybe the next one we'll be able to clean the slate. How about it?
That's what I'm trying to say. This time, it helps both of us. She looks again at Gentle. Sweet Seas of Golden is going to die if you don't help. She's beaten, bloody, in the basement of the College of the Four.
And who put her there exactly?
It wasn't me, I promise you. She works for me. It was my rival, Tabronis.
Can I do insight?
Insight, yeah.
10.
She still has her honest face on. Tabronis sits on the board of trustees for the College of the Four. I can't go there and get her myself because I don't know who in that organization is on my side or his. But if you could go there, you could bring back one of my most trusted friends, save your sister, and we could call things even.
Even. I see.
And besides, Keaton Scalelight would not take kindly to a group of his guards sneaking Tiberius spider eggs past his wall.
No, that guy's a jerk, for sure. Squeege is just, like, so nervous, like, right now. They're keeping them in the basement?
Mm-hmm.
How many people are protecting it?
I honestly do not know, but what I do know is that it's probably best for you to trick your way past that front desk and head to the basement.
It's a good thing I'm a student there.
How convenient.
She's sort of done. She is, she gets up when she says that, and she starts her way towards the door a little bit. Not like, she doesn't leave, but she's getting up.
And what did the Bronas take her for?
Sweet Seas tried to assassinate Tabronis for me, but she got caught. That's why they took her to a place I couldn't go to and bring her back.
Why assassinate Tabronis?
Well, that would help me out greatly.
No, I'm not saying that we're going to assassinate Tabronis. I said, why are you assassinating Tabronis?
And I said, because that would help me out greatly.
Got it.
If you'd like to do that as well.
Well, I know.
Well, it is pretty early. I suppose we should leave you and your friends here to have your breakfast.
And we need to sleep, too, don't we?
It's been great. We're definitely going to free that, what was the name?
Sweet Seas.
Sweet Seas. Yeah, Sweet Seas. We're definitely going to do that for you, and we'll be right on back. You can count on us. We're clean slate after this, right?
Yeah, clean slate. She gives a big smile to Gentle, turns and walks out of the room.
Gentle grins back, but it is not kind or happy or nice. It's like the kind of grin right before you, like, an animal bites another animal's head off. They tip their head in a nod and, like, turn and go.
Spider waddle out.
Oh, yeah.
And you exit Alia's mansion. And as you do, you bump into Craig, who seems to be examining the place.
Hey, Craig, what's going on?
Hi.
Nothing. I was just coming to find you all.
Oh, okay, cool.
How'd it go?
Poorly.
Yeah, not great.
Not great.
Not great.
But nobody died.
Yeah, no one died.
No one's hurt.
Oh, General's a spider.
Yeah. Looks like this. There it is.
Yeah, they don't really
Craig's
look like
gonna
that,
look at
though.
The picture and look at Gentle, then back at the picture, then back at Gentle.
And thereby.
Oh, because I was gonna say no,
right,
no, they don't. They don't look like that.
No.
Craig, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Is it weird when I do a handshake like this?
What are you doing?
Just think. Wait, think about like my phalanges.
Are you?
Do you all think you're something else?
Think this is. It's like, think of my fingers like claws.
But you don't have claws.
Yeah, I know.
And they don't have spider.
Yeah, I know. But think about it like that, though. Think about, like, so do you know that the sound that I'm making is not from my hands?
Yes.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, I can see your mouth moving.
Hey, how about now?
No, wait. I'll stand behind you.
I'm just going to smile real big. Can you tell?
More. I can tell more.
You can tell more?
Yeah.
See, Gentle, I knew this was dumb.
Gentle has their arms crossed and is, like, in deep thought, like, staring at the ground, but their tail is, like, twitching in agitation.
And something you would notice about Craig as well is that usually his kind of, like, dull blue normal color is bluish gray and kind of like a grayish, almost matching his skin tone.
Squeege is going to look at both of them and be like, man, who died? Let's go. Oh,
we need to go to a safe place and just kind of decompress. I
need a drink. Do you want to go to the bottomless cup?
Yeah, maybe we could go there, and then we could all talk together and have a nice drink.
Yeah, I do need to talk to you all. Yeah.
Yeah, we got to stop planning.
Come on,
I'll fill you in on the way, Craig.
All right.
decided to go to the bottomless cup and take a moment to regroup on what you just went through.
Yeah.
Let's say you enter, Crag. You know this place very well.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys do?
I'm going to go straight to the bar and just be like, you'll get a table, I'll get drinks.
Squeege hops down in his seat, takes out a napkin, and starts trying to remember. I want to roll for this. Try to remember as much as he can about that college and the layout when we were there last.
All right. Let's go with history.
8.
You don't remember much.
Okay.
You know you were in this big waiting area, and then you walked down a hall.
You ate a sandwich on the way out.
Don't even remind me.
So he's like trying to sketch as best he can. All he can think of is how the hallway was, right. And the waiting room.
Because Zipper has been like obsessed with this place for a little bit. I know she definitely hasn't been in the basement or any of like the lower levels. Would she know at least like how to get access? Like, would there be like a student card?
That's how you could get past reception, which last time you were there was, well, you didn't go.
Because we were trying to rescue you.
It was Leo, the turtle.
And we met the one wizard whose name started with an A.
Athar.
Yeah.
Who's effectively the dean of students.
Cool.
Was Athar the one that I met the first day?
I think so, wasn't it?
Because they were like practicing like warlock spells?
Yeah, I think so.
Cool.
Let's say it was. I don't know if that's a retcon, but let's say so. But yeah, there's the front area, and you do need a pass to move beyond the reception desk.
Okay.
Gentle is sitting at the table and kind of like drumming their claws against the tabletop, still thinking.
Zipper kind of like sidles up to you. Because is it like a bench seating? What I was imagining in my head.
It's a very divey bar, yeah.
Yeah, so definitely you guys chose the area with a bench seat.
Great, cool, yeah. Cool. Do you like... kind of like gets up.
Hey.
Oh, hello, little bird.
How you doing?
Not great.
I know. Your sister, huh?
Mm-hmm. She is my younger sister. Did not know she was still in the city.
Did you know that she, I'm sure you didn't know she was working for Alia.
No, I did not. Many tabaxi do not leave their home. It is just those of us who are blessed by the cat god with curiosity that are ones who want to see the world. It was just me and Tweetsies who wanted to leave. We are the youngest. We have 3 older siblings. She and I joined our caravan. It was led by a bard. Her name was... it doesn't matter. We traveled for many years, and it was good. When we arrived here on this island, we were attacked by a monster.
Oh, no. And what are the island monsters?
Ah. Sweetsies and I were the only ones who escaped. We made it to Torin, and she was injured. She said she was going to try to go to Tenmar to travel back to our tribe. And I didn't want to go back. But it has been some time since I've seen her. I did not know she was still here.
Well, we'll get her back, okay? Maybe she won't have to work for Alia anymore, and you guys can do a best sister adventure together, and then I can write about it, and then talk about how epic and cool you both are. Yeah.
Gentle like works like a half smile with Zipper. He's like, sure, little bird.
Craig's up at the bar. He goes up to is Quifan working? Mm-hmm. He goes up to Quifan. Oh, hey there, bud.
Oh, wow, you're here early.
Yeah, I know. Already a long night. It's a little wild.
Yeah, I can see it in your face.
Has anybody bid on the cup yet?
Oh, no, not yet. Do you want it?
Yeah, I'll put down a bid.
Okay.
How much is, so no one's bid on it?
I mean, it's so early. You're gonna be... people don't even seem all that interested in drinking yet.
What's been the highest bid this week?
Oh, boy. 20 copper.
All right. I'll give you a gold now if I can keep it all night.
That's a cow! Extends his hand.
Craig is very confused, but hands over the gold. Thank you, bud. and he's going to take the bottomless cup.
Yep. Send the cow around.
He's going to head back to the table and kind of slam the cup down in the middle of the table. And I mean, you all would notice he only has one cup as he slams it down. All right, there you go. Drink up.
Squeege is deep in thought, trying to like sketch this out, which is not working. The entire map that he's drawn is like mostly blank space and a lot of detail in the lobby with the turtle in there as well. What was that guy's name? Leo?
Leo.
Yeah, Leo. Yeah.
Leo.
And he's already filled in Craig on the way of what they have to do. Guys, what are you thinking here? What, do we go in during the day? Do we go in at night? I mean, less people at night, but they got to have more security at night, too, because they're expecting that to happen. But during the day, I don't know.
We can pretend to be students. I mean, there's a new student orientation that happens sometimes. And I'm already a student, so maybe I could be showing you the place.
Yeah,
I
guess so.
Do all of you know how to do magic?
No.
No.
Well, yeah.
Okay. You were the first one who said no.
Squeege doesn't like... He really doesn't like being a cleric. Yeah, I guess if I had to, gun to my head.
What?
A what?
Gum to my head. Gum. Like when you get gum stuck inside your hair and you can't get it out.
That stinks.
Yeah, and the only way is with magic.
Yeah, exactly.
That's when you do magic.
Exactly.
Gum to your head. Yes, I'm familiar with this.
Guys, why are we talking about putting gum in my hair?
So we could just put on a play.
Wait, put on a play?
Yeah.
Where, like, I could be the star?
Yeah.
Put on a play like that?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Would I get to, like, have a cool name or something?
Yeah, you have to be a magician or a magic user, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And we could all have, like, alternate identities, except for me, because they know me. And,
Well, they're also know us there. When you were with Gabriel, we went to the college to try to find you.
So I'd be playing myself.
At least a few of them at least have seen all of us.
So find your motivation internally.
Okay.
And say, why would you want to go to the mage college?
I wouldn't.
Okay. All right.
But find your character's motivation.
I was planning to give them an offering for the time that they helped us find you. And Gentle, like, reaches back into their pouch and pulls out a couple of spider eggs.
Hey, what's this about? What? No. What are you doing with those?
I thought you gave them all out.
You were supposed to give them all.
Yeah, I didn't do that.
No. Oh, okay.
I was going to give them to Aether for his help, to pay him back. From what I understand, these spiders can also be used for magical components sometimes, things that they grow. It seemed like a nice offering to build a good relationship with the college.
Yeah, that's really cool. Unless, you know, the college is like stealing or something. Maybe it's like that. Maybe like it's like hot, like poaching.
No.
It's not?
No, I don't think so. It's one of the most magical places in all of Torrid, Tenmar, everywhere. This is the coolest place that anyone would ever want to go to.
Yeah, but like stealing.
Yeah.
Stealing from other creatures.
Well, Alia is a thief. Alia is the bad one.
As far as they will know, I found this when we were working as guards, and I thought it would be better for the college than for us.
No one else seems to be drinking the cup, so Craig's like thrown it back like 5 times. Why is she in the cell again? She tried to kill someone, right?
She is apparently working for Alia as an assassin.
Right, but she didn't try to kill anyone in the college, right?
I do not know. She's trying to kill Alia's opponent. What is the word? Rival?
Right, Tibronus, from what you said. Why is she in the college dungeon? Wouldn't she be in, like, Tibronus's dungeon or something if she tried to kill him? How is the college involved? That's just what I'm wondering.
My guess is it is not with the college knowledge. Or...
Oh, they, like, hid her down there without them knowing?
Perhaps.
Well, in that case, it might be easy. We just tell them that they're down there and they'll be like, oh, we didn't know that. And then they'll let them out.
That is a good point, though. I did not think about what if the college is involved.
Because, I mean, if she's under there, they probably know. So then they would be not knowingly keeping her under there.
But why would they do that?
I don't know. Probably because magic cells are harder to break out of than regular ones.
Are you guys planning on using your real voices when you play your characters? I'm thinking about stretching.
What do you mean?
You know, just like using another character's voice or something like that.
Like using another character's voice.
This is why it sounds horrible. It's
isn't it good when she does that?
It's like nails on a chalkboard whenever you do that. Do the voice again.
Do the voice again.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I don't like it. I sound like a little kid.
Like a little orphan or something.
I guess I picked this up a little bit working with all the dwarven miners. I could go back to what I used to sound like.
Oh, yeah. What'd you sound like?
I don't know.
Come on, don't get shy.
I haven't sounded like that in a long time.
Oh, yeah. Okay. But try it.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. This is what Craig sounds like.
Okay, this is what Craig sounds like.
I don't like it. I sound like an idiot.
That's what I thought I sounded like the entire time.
I hated every moment of it.
It sounded pretty good. That's a voice you should keep just in case you got a job interview or something.
Honestly, when I came into the mining interview with that voice, they didn't like me.
Yeah.
Zipper, have you been in the college much?
Only on the top part. I learned how to do this, and I'm going to do the just the motion, not the spell they did when I first saw the college, and it's just casting light.
Mm-hmm.
Zipper does this sort of, it looks like a Tai Chi-ish type of thing because they were doing it really slow. Mm-hmm. And then she casts light on the tip of her finger. Ta-da! Like that.
Okay, I don't know how that helps us right now.
I just want to go to see them.
Okay.
I didn't say it before, Gentle, I'm really sorry that they have your sister.
It is a thing that happens, but thank you.
And I'll do everything I can to make sure she gets out safe.
Jadol, like, smiles a little bit and goes, I appreciate that, Craig.
You're welcome.
Where did you go, Craig?
I let Tuff go.
What? Why? But he's your best friend. You let your best friend go?
I was worried for, his safety, and now knowing what's happening to Gentle's sister, I'm thinking I was right.
Zipper, things are sort of like not exactly making sense in her brain, because what she knows and learns, it's from stories she's read, and this is so very unlike a lot of what she knows. So she's sort of having like a mental disconnect right now.
Well, I heard the story a long time ago from my mother.
Uh-huh.
It was called Air Bud. Have you ever heard of that one? Yeah, so in the story Air Bud,
God damn it.
There was a young boy.
Wait, hold on. Hold on.
Yeah.
Was he playing basketball or soccer? Because I've heard a couple of these stories.
It was the one where you put it in the hoop up high.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Football.
There's also that one.
He had this dog, his pet, who was very good at this sport.
Okay.
But he was very worried that his pet was going to get hurt because there was this bad man after them.
Oh, no.
So to make sure the dog was safe, he let it go.
Oh, no.
What sport does Tuff play?
Tuff doesn't play a sport except for push rock. Where you push the rock around.
Oh, soccer.
No, there's no point, really. There's no goals, or he just pushes the rock around. He's really good at it.
So you had to let your Air Bud go so the bad man would not kill him.
Right.
Oh, no.
I already didn't like Olya at all. Probably said that.
Oh, yeah. She's horrible.
She's really bad. She's a bad lady.
She wants to kill us.
Wants us dead in the ground.
Before I thought she was kind of like scary hot, and now I just think that she's bad.
Well, things first is we have to save Gentle's sister.
Yes.
But after that...
That she is...
Dead.
Moved. What?
I want to kill her.
Oh, man.
We could just scare her away so she moves to a different town.
No.
I'm very spooky.
Because if she goes to a different town, she'll do the same thing.
Oh, no.
It might be difficult. She will have a lot of under henchmen.
Squeege, his eyes get really big at Craig. The gears are turning in his head. He, like, says it, like, softly under his breath. A trade. Yeah. We trade.
What?
We trade her.
Trade what?
We trade Alia.
For who?
For... Yeah.
Oh.
For your sister.
Yes.
We kidnap Alia. Trader. Like, what's that dude's name? Tiberius? Trebonius? Trebonius. Yeah, that guy. We trade it. We kidnap Alia. We trade it to that guy, the rival. And then we ask for protection.
Can I do a insight or history or whatever to see if I have heard anything about Trebonius before?
Yes. History.
18.
Yeah, you've heard of him before. You know he's short, he's loud, and very dangerous. He is a sharp-dressed fella, so seeing him when he enters a room, it's impossible to miss. He's dangerous, though, and he's somebody that you don't want to cross. And he's never one to mince words, so you know when he's unhappy with you. But if you're on his good side, he's going to give you everything, and he will celebrate your achievements with wine.
Does he have a, like, focus? I feel like crime bosses usually have, like, this one's really into counterfeiting, yeah. And this one's really weapons. Into.
You know what I'm really into right now as a crime boss?
Basket weaving.
They control the gambling circuit, him and his people,
uh-huh.
And they float money to people in need.
Cool.
You can also buy protection from them, and no harm will come.
But do they also, like, beat up people who don't buy the protection?
Take people down?
Yeah.
That's one of the unsaid truths.
Gentle's doing a quick, like, scan in their head of which villain they think is a worse villain between Alia and Trebonius.
Alia tried to have Trebonius killed, right? That was your sister.
Yeah.
So why don't we just bring whatever his name is, her head and just leave it at that?
I mean, we could. We definitely could. But you know what? We're in her pocket. And I don't see us ever getting out.
Yeah, we'll get out by her not being around anymore.
Wait, you want to bring her head to Trebonius?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's what I want to do. Oh, I thought you were saying the other way around. Bring Trebonius to her.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Because Alia took my last family from me, whether she knows it or not. And I want her to pay for that.
Dude, I feel you. She was so rude to us. Also.
What if she just goes to jail forever?
She won't.
I've never...
You don't have to do it.
Well, okay. We do have one minor problem, though. We got to do one of these two things very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Or else Gentle Sister's dead.
How long did she give us? Did she say a time?
No, she just said that she was in the basement and not in good condition.
How long can you keep an assassin? How long do you want to keep an assassin alive?
Until they stop giving you information.
Exactly. We got to act quick. On the one hand, I drew this real killer map of the lava. He shows it off. It's just a circle and then, like, a poorly drawn, like, turtle.
That's some very nice force perspective you have going on.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. It looks bad. I know it looks bad, guys. I don't even know what to do anymore.
But I mean, we know what her mansion is. We know how many people were in there by what you said.
Well, that was only on the inside. We don't know how many people are on the outside or the upstairs or the downstairs or the back area.
There was also only, like, how many people she could fit into her foyer.
That's what I'm saying.
I just think smashing heads is a little bit easier than breaking into a prison.
What if I just go to the mage place and just scope it out to see?
We could guess the situation.
We don't have to go with arms flailing. We could just play it cool. Is that what you said earlier? Just like cool.
Play cool.
And grovel.
No, we don't
and
have to grovel there.
We're so sorry.
But we're not going to be sorry.
And then...
they don't know who we are.
And then we made some terrible mistakes.
Zippa, we didn't make any mistakes. We shouldn't be explaining that much either. They're going to be really suspicious.
Well, there is still daylight on their side. We should go see how much of the mage college we can explore. I'll give them these eggs. You can give them, get your tour whatever with the class. It is probably best if we go back under guise of night. Either way, either to Alia's place or to the mage college.
This is an irrelevant question, baby, but do we work tonight or tomorrow?
Oh, I thought that was just a thing that we had to say we did, but we didn't really do it.
You do have work tonight. And it's morning, so you've been up now for an entire shift. And the sun is up. You're drinking some booze.
Oh, that's why you looked at me weird.
Yeah.
Right.
This is morning.
Yeah, it's like 5 a.m.
We haven't slept.
I forgot what. Yeah,
dude, you can have it.
Yeah, just going in at like 5 a.m. Just like, give me it.
That's why like no one else joined you. And you're like, here's the giant thing of booze. We're like,
oh yeah, and cool, Craig's dude. Pounded it back like 9 or 10 times. I don't know if you all know what the bottomless cup is, but every time I pound it back, like I just pick it back up and keep doing it over and over again.
Cool. Oh, I just thought it was your like version of Central Perk.
Oh
from,
no,
like, Friends.
No. I come here for this region because the booze never ends.
Okay, guys, we got three options here: kidnap one or two people, or go in and save one person. Whatever we choose, we gotta choose something quick. I think we should go right now.
Okay,
element of surprise.
I need to rest.
Oh, for real?
I'm not looking too hot.
Well, I mean, it's all the booze.
Well, besides me being drunk.
That's really it. So you're drunk. Gentle's a spider.
I'm good.
You're just you.
Yeah.
She puts on her mask.
Okay, guys. So I guess we rest, but what do we do about work?
We are all sick. Why don't we just call in sick? We'll call them from our homes and tell them we're sick.
Hey, Chief. Hey, Chief.
Yeah, hello.
Why don't we go first thing after the shift tomorrow?
Hey, didn't we get off work last time because we were sick?
Uh-oh. They're going to sense a pattern.
Yeah, we called off like 2 days ago.
Yeah.
So
technically, they told us to call off.
Yeah, that one was fine.
Maybe if we all show up sick, they'll let us leave again.
What's the quickest way to get sick?
Does anyone know how we get wasting plague again?
Yeah. When we get home, someone check the contracts, because I think we get some PTO, so I don't care.
Oh, and we just find people in the town to cover for us.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
You want to get fill-ins?
Yeah, we'll just get fill-ins. I don't think people
there like us very much, honestly.
What? Everyone loves me.
I think I have friends. I could probably find a fill-in.
Like somebody that's not a guard to fill in?
I mean, they don't have to know.
I don't know if that's how that works.
What? I know like, a lot of people at the theater.
Sure, but I don't think that they would get to just start being a guard without training as a guard.
Or we could ask one of the other guards that has another shift. I mean, we all rotate, don't we?
But that's what I'm saying. The other guards don't like us very much.
Only the daytime guards. The other nighttime guys we don't interact with.
But they'll be watching the other wall. I mean, you can try to find them.
I'll
that's
try
fine.
To find someone.
There's probably a thing. Like, that makes sense.
Well, we need to. Not right now, but
like, we don't work every night.
No.
Mm-mm.
Right, like, logically, we don't work every night. There's different areas.
We could, in theory, swap a shift with, like, a different night shift that works a different night.
Right. But logically, this makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Sorry, HR brain was like, hey, wait a minute.
No, it just took me a minute to be like, oh, I don't know if a D&D campaign has ever had to, like, call off work to go do an adventure.
No, I would think, though, you could go to Keaton Scalelight and try to switch
shifts that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that now so we can sleep.
What an exciting adventure.
During the day
and
then
do this at night.
Face our hardest opponent so far.
Our boss.
Middle management.
Yeah, exactly. He's not even senior management.
No.
Have we reached a decision?
Yes. Yeah. We're going to get our shift off, and then we're going to go sleep, and then we're going to go figure the rest out.
Yeah, maybe we sleep, and then we try to case the college a bit before dark. And then once it is dark, we break in.
And break.
Where'd everyone go? For those listening to the podcast, I got up to go to the bathroom. Just like Squeech didn't talk in that scene.
Which I'm sure everyone was concerned about.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that super cool voice. Okay, so we are going to jump cut to you approaching Captain Keaton Scalelight's office. So you are now at HQ. You are walking into the main building, and it's pretty unassuming place. It seems to be several office and administrative roles that are centered there.
And you walk up and you see the door of Keaton Scalelight.
Craig knocks.
Come in.
Oh, hello. It's us from the night shift on the long walk.
It's Craig. What are you doing here?
Oh, yeah, I know. I should be sleeping.
Do I smell booze?
Yes, I'm a little intoxicated. I'm off work, so I can do what I want.
You sure can.
Gentle's going to sidle in after Craig and, like, prop their elbows down on Captain Keaton. I just call him Captain Cobalt or Captain Keaton in my head.
Yeah.
And, like, prop their elbows on his desk and is like, hello, Captain. You look good today. A little spark in your eye. How's
it going?
Thank
you.
We want the shift off.
What?
Can we switch shifts?
So there's something incredibly personal that's happening right now. We were wondering if we could just get, you know, a group outing.
Didn't I just give you one of those?
You did, and we need to find coverage because we have very, very, very important and good things to do for the town.
You're going to have to give me more details than that.
It is very personal, medical, like, embarrassing information.
For all of you?
Yes.
Well,
this is weird. What have you been doing?
I sneezed on all of them at once.
Now I have rockitis.
You were just all sick.
I know.
Well, we thought we were over it.
See, the other one was because of work. There was a work-related illness. But then you told us all to hang out together. And now, because of that, we are sick as a group.
Roll persuasion.
9.
I just swapped you guys around a couple of days ago. You see all this paperwork I've got to go through?
I'm really good at paperwork. I could help you.
Yes, is there anything we could do to help you with a different time?
Oh, yeah.
He puts a stack in front of you.
If you could find 3 names in there that aren't working tonight, who haven't worked in a couple of days, I can give you the night off.
Gentle, like, lights up a little bit because they're nervous about their sister, but also they're a nerd and they love, like, paperwork and stuff.
As soon as they take the paperwork, Squeech pops his head in and he goes, hey, boss, man, I had a death in the family. I really need the night off.
What?
Yeah, death in the family.
I thought you were all sick.
What? Whoa. Hey, guys, what's going on?
We're very sick because of the death in his family.
Yeah,
they were close to all of us.
They're very sick, but I have a completely legitimate reason on why I need tonight off. I had a death in my family. I'm going to roll deception.
You got to beat a 7.
19.
Oh, okay.
He's like, wow, what an odd coincidence. Now you're going to have to find me 4 names.
Okay.
Great.
Okay, I'm going to go cry.
You're not getting paid.
Okay.
None of you are getting paid for this shift.
That's okay.
I'll pick up another one next week.
Yeah, I'll fill in for someone too.
Yes, could we not swap a group together?
Well, I need to find someone who's qualified. Union rules.
So I'm going to shift through the papers.
Mm-hmm.
First, I'm going to see if I find it honestly.
Yeah.
Cool.
So roll investigation.
That is a 9.
You do not.
I'm going to use expert forgery, which is a Kenku trait. I'm going to forge some documents for us right now.
Okay, great. Yeah. What does the trait do? Does it help a roll or?
It's advantage of all checks that made to produce forgeries or duplicates of existing objects.
Roll deception with advantage.
Okay.
And then I'll roll his intelligence. You got to beat a 6.
That is 21. And a natural 20.
Yeah, with ease.
Yeah. Nailed it.
Yeah. So what do you do?
When she's looking through all of the documents, when she's going through it so fast, and she actually has a small little pen or like pencil like in her wing.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's kind of just like writing them as she looks like she's just like sorting until she finds 4.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, look.
You found them.
I found them.
That was quick. Usually that takes me hours.
Oh, well, you never ask a Kenku to do it.
Well, I didn't know. Maybe you should work in the office with me.
I would love that.
Craig's asleep on the bench.
He's drunk. This man is drunk.
Yeah, we need
it. Did you have a hard shift last night?
We really did.
Yes.
What happened? Tell me about it. You know I've got your backs.
Well, we dealt with Momet's killer.
Oh, Momet. Did you know her well?
Sure. Yes, we did.
I feel the silent.
Well, you must have seen her many times.
Can you ever know someone well? How well can you know another person, you know?
I take pride in how well I know my guards. Like, I know they would never lie to me.
Correct. It was a cultural difference. A creature that didn't understand human ways. It has been dealt with.
I can understand the toll that can take. And I'm happy that we saw an end to it.
Yes, it will not happen again.
So, these are the names, huh?
Yep.
Hey, well, you can have the night off, but you will not get paid. And I would really appreciate it if you paid it forward and took a shift of somebody else's later.
Okay.
Yes, we could do that.
Zipper takes notes of the four names. I don't know what's going to happen to these people. They're going to remember it so that they can actually pay it forward.
I will give you time to come up with those names later, and let's convene on what they are.
Thank you, Captain.
Oh, yes. Us guards have to stick together. You know, it's united that we can defeat the island. Divided, we fall. All right, now get out of here. Carry him with you. I got work to do.
Gentle offers him a fist bump.
He slowly bumps it back.
Yeah.
I still do the cool things like cool people.
You're just a cool guy.
Cool boss.
Cool boss.
Gentle just kind of like bats at Craig's face and is like, Craig, we got to go.
What? We're
up,
done?
Up, yep.
We found it. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Not here, buddy. Not here.
Gross.
All right. No, I'm fine. I swallowed it.
And you all leave HQ. Now, I assume that you are each going to your respective homes to go to bed.
I'm going to the Glen and sleeping in the cave.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll go home.
Yeah.
I'm going to go home and sleep.
I'm going to end the adventure there tonight. You all went to bed. Something I'm going to do, please don't look, is I am going to roll a con for Gentle Sister to see how she does for the night.
Oh, gosh.
Now, that's a piece of information I have that you will find out later.
To be clear how she does during the day, because we sleep during the day, and we'll wake up at night.
I'm sorry. During the day. During your sleep, has she kept it together?
Oh, this took a turn.
Ooh.
Well, you waited 8 hours.
We did. Yep.
We'll see.
We'll see.
Oh, man, this adventure is kind of heavy.
That's what I meant by it took a turn.
Super heavy. Oh,
first we old Yellard stuff, and then not quite old Yellard, just like sent him off. You know.
Get out of here. Oh, so sad.
I think we've officially entered act two of the story.
Dun, dun, dun.
The world was this way. Now it's changed. Fascinating. Craig. Holy cow, my
Remember
friend.
Remember when Craig murdered someone with his arm?
Oh, my God.
He joked him
with
to
his color change, I'm pretty sure he's changed alignment. Oh. Like, I don't think he's lawful good anymore.
I don't think so.
Yeah. No.
No, I don't think so.
I think he's going to be... I think he's going to be chaotic good right now.
I agree.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Looking
sense.
Out for the best interests of him and the people he cares about over the rule of law.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, that's what he did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He wouldn't have just murdered somebody. Ooh, character growth.
So scary.
That's so scary. Oh, my gosh.
It's very scary.
But I love it.
Whatever. If Jenna ever found out, they'd be like super proud of him.
Yeah, and I think it's so interesting because like, Craig sees this change as this city's doing this to him.
Yeah.
Like,
that's what he said to
That's like, this is affecting him in this way. And he's thinking like, he doesn't know how long, he doesn't like it.
Yeah. Well, circumstances and life do change you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's great. I think it's pretty cool.
Sorry. I don't know why that scares me more than like, chaotic good scares me more than like chaotic evil.
Really? I always play chaotic good characters.
Yeah.
I mean, you should fear me. That's true.
Chaotic evil is just like, oh, well, I saw that coming, you know?
Yeah.
But chaotic good is just like, holy crap.
Oh, I feel like most of the people I know in like real life, if you gave them an alignment, it's chaotic good.
I agree. Or at least I agree that we'd all think we're chaotic good.
Sure. Yeah.
We end up, we follow a lot of laws for like no reason,
though. Yeah.
That's the thing I think about is like how law abiding are all these people? And you don't need to be. The only thing keeping us like from chaos in the streets of Chicago is the fact that we all believe that there should be an order to things.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are neutral good, if anything. I feel like there's a few people that are
like we're chaotic
good.
We know our own thoughts.
My mind is chaotic good.
Yeah.
My actions are much more tame.
Yeah, I guess I assume that like morally I'm chaotic good because I only agree with laws if I think that they're good, as opposed to like a lot of laws. Let me admit this on the podcast. I don't follow a lot of laws, guys.
You don't? Like which ones?
Yeah.
Be specific.
Come on.
Oh, hey, Pat, how's your job at the FBI now?
I don't work at the FBI.
Yeah, but there's such a distinction between chaotic good and neutral good. Yeah. Where neutral good is you don't follow, you only follow the laws that you've set for yourself. And then chaotic good is you have no qualms. And like V from Vendetta is chaotic good.
Mm-hmm.
Like he'll go to an extreme.
Yeah.
Like kill many people. And I don't think there's many people out there that are actually like that.
That would do it,
you know?
To be good. Yeah.
Like because neutral good is like Han Solo or like what's his face from Firefly, the main character in Firefly. Like those are the people that have their own set of laws.
Yeah.
Follow within society structure, but like will slightly go out of it. But they're not gonna pull off like a mass murder, you know, like a chaotic good character would. If they justify it.
If I were less lazy, I'd be chaotic good. I've had this conversation a few times. It's like, in my head, I'm like, man, if I had a little bit more energy.
A little bit more chaos?
Yeah.
If I'm thinking about it, I might be a little towards the lawful good as a human. Because like, fairness.
Me too.
When things aren't fair, I get real upset. And I think that makes me like I try to be like an advocate through that. But also, like, it makes sense because my job is in HR. Of course, I would be lawful good.
Yeah, I'm lawful good.
Yeah.
I think it mainly comes down to being a coward. Like, oh, we're all supposed to do this. Let's all just do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I like rules and I like structure.
Me too. And I like I'll push within it, but it's like, oh, no, that breaks the rules.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Once I know where the rules and where the fence post is, I'm like kicking all the walls of it.
Yeah, but maybe it's because I don't want to fight. I don't like conflict much. And so it's like, well, if we all agree that these are the set of rules we live by, then we won't fight. And we can all just passively aggressively hate what's happening. But not blame each other, blame the structures that be, you know?
Yeah.
Interesting. Guys, we're so deep tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, very deep right now.
Yeah.
Now, who is your hottest alignment?
Dwayne The Rock Johnson. So, thank you to everybody who joined me in the development stream where we come up with these stories. Those have been going very well. They're very, very fun. They happen mostly the Monday before this stream. It might be the Sunday, but usually it's the Monday before. I try to let you all know as soon as possible. Follow the Dungeon Rats on Twitter and you won't miss when we're doing that. That's how we help shape the story because you are brave guardians and we need your help.
Yeah, just turn on notifications on our stream, and you'll always be notified when Patrick is doing that.
Yeah.
That's true, because I always get an email that he's on Twitch, and I go, I shouldn't go on that. Not for us.
Yeah, but cool.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Dungeon Rats. Want to see our session stream live? Go to twitch.tv/thedungeonrats and catch our next broadcast. Do you want behind-the-scenes action, bonus adventures, access to the stream archives, or maybe you even want to play with us? Please head on over to patreon.com/thedungeonrats. Any amount of support you can send the cast and crew goes a long way to keeping the show going. The Dungeon Rats is produced and edited by Patrick O'Rourke and Carlos Luna. Gentle is played by Alex Richmond. Craig is Lucas Cousins. Zipper is Serena Marie. Squeege is Carlos Luna. And the DM is Patrick O'Rourke. Hey, that's me. Well, thanks again for listening, and I'll see you next time on the Island of Tenmar.